opening again this morning from the calendar, I'm starting to think that the calendar isn't necessarily written for us as Christians, but it's written for us so as Christians we get a burden for the unsaved, but also to get us to walk a little closer to Jesus. So again, the verse is coming from the negative this morning, but what do we do with it? We turn it around to the positive, right? Why not? Anyway, the verse in King James states, "And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." Well, I went to the commentaries to see what did some of the commentaries say about this verse. Well, number one, they said that discipleship is costly, that it costs to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. However, the rewards are eternal. But I want to read to you from Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown what they say. I thought this was a rather interesting paragraph. "Christian commitment may separate friends and loved ones. In saying this, Jesus was not encouraging disobedience to parents or conflict at home. Rather, he was showing that his presence demands a decision." Have you found that to be true in your own life? His presence demands that we make a decision every day, even momentarily. We have a decision to make. Are we going to take up our cross and follow him, or are we going to just go the easy way, the laid-back way, the way of the world, the way of some of our friends, and do what they do, and talk like they talk, and drink like they drink, and watch what they might watch on TV? No, we're called into his presence, and therefore we need to make a decision about what we're going to do. Because some will follow Christ and some won't. Conflict will inevitably arise. As we take our cross and follow him, our different values, morals, goals, and purposes will set us apart from others. Have you found that to be true in some cases, huh? Yeah, it does. Well, rejoice. That means that you really have been saved and that Jesus is in your heart and the Holy Spirit is doing a good work in your life. In doing so, one would find his life in return for having given it up to Jesus Christ. Amen. How very, very true. Now, I want us to stand and I want us to say this verse out of the Message Bible. Let's say it together from the Message Bible. I kind of like the way it puts it. If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. Amen. We do deserve him. We are holding on to him. We are being faithful to him. And we want to go his way and choose his way. This fact, this truth, is one of the keys of the kingdom. When we receive Jesus into our heart, we say all the way, we're surrendering to you, Jesus. Hold us tight. Hold us close to you. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he saves me. Amen. Let's get closer to him every day. Let's hold on to him. Let's take up that cross, and let's walk with him, knowing that we've got the keys of the kingdom.
Amen. And that's